Welcome everyone, it's great to have you here, and happy and a blessed Christmas Day to you, fantastic. Now it's obviously going to be a bit different today in the fact that we are on video and we're online and we can't be physically together, which is a bit frustrating, but hey, we can still celebrate, can't we? Wherever you are, in your homes, in your bubbles for today, let's just enjoy this moment and celebrate what is a really, very special day. And so the Lord bless you as we do that. And that opening video, I think, sets the scene because we reflect on Christmas Day into the darkness and the struggles of what this year's been about. But let's remember that we can celebrate who Jesus is. And we're going to be thinking a bit about that as we go through this morning. So we're going to turn to our first hymn, our first carol, which is the good old O Come All Ye Faithful. And you can sing your hearts out at home. No restrictions, no masks. Go for it. So over to Alison and the team. Thanks. Thanks, Alison. Thank you, team. Just a few announcements and notices, if I can. Firstly, thank you to everyone who was involved and those who came to our carol service yesterday. It was great to have you here. And if you missed it or you weren't able to come, you can catch up here on Facebook on this page if you missed it. But as we normally do, we're having a Christmas Day offering this year. We're opening a Christmas offering fund, I suppose. And it's going to be shared, as we normally do, between an international cause and a local one. Our international focus is going to be through AWM, which is short for Arab World Ministries. And we're going to support and make some donations towards their Lebanon appeal. For those, of course, who were affected by that blast, horrendous blast, back in August. And it's all the knock-on effects that that has brought to the city of Beirut. But there's this AWM are actually a very practical, offer practical and spiritual support and supporting teams as they continue to serve the families and the young people and help to rebuild that part of Lebanon. So that's our international cause. But for our local cause, we're coming right back down here into Swanage and we're going to donate to the food bank. And of course, you'll all know that the food bank has been and will continue to be a real lifeline for some families and individuals right across our town. So if you're able to give and you'd like to give to our Christmas day, our Christmas offering fund, then you can do that. You can do it online and you can do it through directly through the bank for those of you who are also already giving. But if you would like those details and you want to give, then just leave a message in the comments or email us and we'll get back to you and we'll give you those details. We're going to keep the fund open until probably, I don't know, mid-January, about the 15th of January. So it gives you a few weeks to get this sorted if you're not able to do it at this point. So that's our offering. But also, just a couple of other things. Firstly, about services coming up. This coming Sunday, the 27th, we're not going to be having a service here. We're going to take a bit of a break, and that will give us all opportunity just to have a bit of breathing space after what has been quite a pressured year, certainly for some of our tech team and whatever. So we're taking a bit of a break, so there will not be a service. You can always tune in, of course, to other churches and watch some other services. You could even replay some of our services from the page here on Facebook. But then just looking a little bit further ahead for Sunday the 3rd of January 2021, which would be obviously that first Sunday of the new year, we're going to have worship, word and communion. And it's a good place to start a new year, focusing upon God and remembering all that Jesus has done. And we're also going to look at our new verse for 2021 consider that. So those are a few announcements, but we're now going to, as we have been doing throughout the whole of Advent, we're going to have our Advent crown and we're lighting all five candles today. So I'm going to hand over to Clive and Sandy and they're going to light our candles for today. Thanks.
Good morning. It's Christmas Day and we're lighting the final Advent candle, which represents the coming of Jesus as the light of the world and that he will come again. We're now going to light the candles. We're reading from John 8, 12 and 13.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
The Pharisees challenged him. "Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid."
Let us pray. God our Father, today the Saviour is born, and those who live in darkness are seeing a great light. Help us, who greet the birth of Christ with joy, to live in the light of your Son, and to share the good news of your love. We ask this through Jesus Christ, the light who has come into the world. Amen.
I love that carol. It just that flavour, hasn't it, of what Christmas is all about and children and whatever. But we really do believe that God hears the prayers which we offer, and we've really privileged this morning because we've got Tammy and Izzy and Sahara who are going to lead us in some prayers, thinking a bit about this last year, but also focusing upon Christmas. So I'm going to hand over to Tammy and Izzy and Sahara now. Thanks.
Dear God, please take this virus away so I can hug my friends, go to swimming lessons and gymnastics lessons again,
and keep us all safe.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you for your light in the darkness, for giving us hope during this worrying time. It has been a strange year across the world, with too much illness and death, and being separated from our friends and family. School were closed, events cancelled, shops and cafes unable to open. I thank you for the area we live in, and for providing all the beautiful scenery and weather. Please help those who live in the worst hit areas and in overpopulated high-rise buildings who have struggled to get out of their homes. People struggling financially, unable to feed their families or pay their bills. The people who live alone, miles from family and friends, just wishing for company. We need your help, Lord. Help others to seek your light and feel your presence. Amen.
As I sit here thinking about all that has gone on this year, the song Joy to the World comes to mind. Specifically the line, "Let every heart prepare him room." Our hearts are filled with sadness and grief. I ask God to help us, so that we're able to forgive all that has happened this year. Let it be, so we can be free to find the joy, enabling us to make room in our hearts for the bigger and brighter times ahead.
Let us look ahead to 2021, but for now, rest in the arms of your Son Jesus, knowing he's got this. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks to the girls for leading us in those prayers. So important. But I'm sure, as they referred to, all of us will recognise that this year has been something else, hasn't it? Who would have thought, if we had thought about this on Christmas Day 2019, what a year of difficulties it was going to be, that 2020 would have worked out the way it did. And it's just the struggles right across the world, are not just with the coronavirus thing, but so much more. But the whole world has been blanketed with coronavirus, hasn't it? And lots of guidelines and restrictions and all the other stuff, which of course means that we're even doing what we're doing today. We can't be together because of these restrictions. It's been a hard time for all of us. But particularly, I think, there's been some who have really, really struggled. Some have had it even harder than the rest of us. So let's be thankful. Let's be grateful for what we have and what we are, and continue to pray and support those who really have gone through it this last year, and in fact still are. So let's continue to do that. But, you know, even though this year has been full of all the COVID stuff, it's caused us to change the way we do things, hence the video and being in church this way and streaming. But lots of other things have affected our lives and changed our lives. And I'm sure for a lot of us, particularly, I know within Emmanuel, but I think it's other churches too, there's one dynamic which we've had to work with and become to terms with and learn. And it's been a year full of Zoom. Zoom. When our screens, our computers, our phones or whatever have been full of images of other people, and when we've been trying to meet, and it's been a real blessing. It's been incredible. It's helped us to connect and keep in touch with family and friends and church folk. But in other ways, it can be a real pain. It can. It's hard. It's hard work. It's stressful being online on this. You know, you're trying to keep putting your hair right and square and all the rest of it. But it's also stressful. And I come off sometimes Zoom meetings and I'm tired out. So bearing all those things in mind, I want to show you a video, that fun take of a traditional 12 Days of Christmas song. But it's summarizing this year, really, and the pandemic and all that goes with that. But alongside all the blessings of Zoom as well. You'll enjoy this. Have a watch.
One, two. One, two, can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Hopefully you're all in the waiting room. Same as we practiced, yeah. I'm going to go live because the Prime Minister's coming on and I want to see his announcement. So let's do this, okay? Going live in three. On the first day of Christmas, COVID gave to me a mask with filters for me to breathe. On the second day of Christmas, COVID gave to me two surgical gloves and a mask with filters for me to breathe. On the third day of Christmas, COVID gave to me... Sorry, my body's in the waiting room. Three local lockdowns, two surgical gloves and a mask with filters to breathe. On the fourth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me... 11 pipers,
not yet, they're not.
On the fourth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me four separate guidelines. The mask with filters for me to breathe. On the fifth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me five closed gyms. Four lockdowns to breathe. On the sixth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me
11 pipers.
No. On the sixth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me. Can I use six? Five closed gyms. Four separate guidelines.
Three local lockdowns.
Two surgical gloves. And a mask with filters for me to breathe. On the seventh day of Christmas, COVID gave to me.
Seven swan surf isolating.
Six geese lost on track and tracing.
Five closed gyms
for me to breathe. On the eighth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me
11 Piper sanitising.
Why not? What's wrong with it? Wake up 10.
10 logs keep on shielding.
9 ladies social distancing.
8
doors.
Guidelines.
Breathe. On the 12th day of Christmas, COVID gave to me.
12 drummers zooming,
but their Zoom links are not working.
11 pipers sanitising.
10
lords keep on shielding.
9 major symptoms displaying.
7 swans lost on track and tracing.
5
separate gloves.
And a mask with us all to breathe.
Guys, you can see it. Good evening. No doubt this Christmas there'll be mess with bells on. A get together with your family, but perhaps not physically. Zooming into loved ones' rooms virtually. Crackers pulled, sorely rocking Christmas hats digitally, with chestnuts roasting on a laptop screen. Maybe you're shielding your sadness. Maybe you're social distancing from any kind of gladness. Or confess you feel upset by racial collisions and divisions. Maybe there'll be an empty seat at the dinner table this Christmas. Amidst the hamper with soap swapped for sanitizer or woolly mitts switched for surgical gloves, may we remember that in the midst of the mess, there's a message of love. Forget 12 days, there's one day that changes the game for all history. Because on the very first day of Christmas, Jesus came for me and you. See, God came down to the front line to put in a perfect shift, to be the perfect gift, to reverse the rift. He faced the ultimate test to trace us back to him with his full flowing grace to sanitize our soul. And make us whole. He came to offer us a vaccine that if we want it, we will never be socially distanced from God.
So good, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant. And it summarizes not just the Zoom thing, but really what this season's about. But it's been a year, hasn't it, full of lockdown. It's been full of distancing and guidelines and surgical gloves and masks, all those things which they mentioned in the video. But at the same time, longing, hoping for that vaccine. And we're in the process. I think it's about 500,000 so far have had that vaccine up till now. It's going to get out there, but it's something we've been looking for to get us into one sense of getting back to a normal way of life. But what sort of normal are we wanting to return to? Our world has changed this year, massively. Humanity has changed this year. The weaknesses and the failings of humanity, I believe, have been highlighted this year. As well, of course, lots of positives where the good qualities in people have risen as well. But we've hoped and we've longed for this antidote, particularly for COVID-19. But what about the antidote for the other aspects of the mess of mankind? The mess we've made and we are still making. The mess which is across our whole world at the moment. How are we going to fix that? How are we going to fix the brokenness with humanity? As it said in the at the end of the video with that Prime Minister's broadcast parody, this day, Christmas Day, represents the release of God's antidote, God's vaccine to set us free, to bring about the healing and the purposes of what life really is truly all about. And that message and the heart of that message is about Jesus. COVID and this whole pandemic has brought many to the end of themselves. You might even be one of those people, desperate for a way out, a way forward, an escape even. people have searched for that antidote to it all, which has caused them to search for meaning and hope beyond the virus and the health issues into the whole meaning of what life is all about and its values and its purposes. But, you know, they won't find it in anything created and produced here on earth. They won't find it anywhere but in the Christmas child, in Jesus, the Son of God, the one who actually took on flesh and became human, took on our sin and our failings and our weaknesses to become that antidote, to bring the release, to bring a way forward out of our mess, out of our prisons and our captivity, and providing us all with that hope which we all long for. In one sense, as he referred to in that video, the vaccine for life. Jesus was born to die, to go to the cross, and to break the chains that are over our lives in whatever level, physically, spiritually, mentally. He came and he provided that antidote. And he broke those powers by rising again from the dead and bringing, therefore, freedom and life to each and every one of us. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father, that means even find life and love or hope, or even the antidote to man's messed up state, except through him. Jesus is the one. Jesus is God's indescribable gift to all of mankind. Will you receive him and acknowledge him and open up this gift of life through him this Christmas day? He's the best and the most valuable gift I believe you will ever receive. So let's not wait. We need him. Humanity needs him. If you want to know any more, we haven't got time to deal with it today, but if you want to know any more, then please just get in touch. You can leave a message in the comments or email us, but we'll get back to you. But give God, give Jesus, the central figure in this whole season, the opportunity for today. Yep, cool. We're coming towards the end of our service now, but our final song sums up what I believe we've been thinking about and this whole reason for the Christmas season. And we're going to be celebrating Jesus. So why not join in with this?
Everybody's gathering round the Christmas tree, laughing and talking and singing so merrily. It's pumpkin pie and toys and happy girls and boys. But what's the proper meaning behind the Christmas joy? Well, I'm celebrating Jesus. What Christmas means to me, it's the birthday of the one who makes the blind to see, purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. Well, I'm celebrating Jesus. What Christmas means to me. One for you and me, but when the greatest gift of all is to see your soul set free. Well, I'm celebrating Jesus. That's what Christmas means to me. It's the birthday of the one who makes the blind to see. Purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. Well, I'm celebrating Jesus. It's what Christmas means to me. Well, everybody's gathering round the Christmas tree, laughing and talking and singing so merrily. Snowflakes on the ground, loved ones all around. But the Christmas lights don't shine as bright as all this joy I found. Well, I'm celebrating Jesus. That's what Christmas means to me. It's the birthday of the one who makes the blind to see. Well, he purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. Well, I'm celebrating Jesus. That's what Christmas means to me. People celebrate the Spirit Christmas brings to town. Something new to Christians, cause we feel it all year round. Year round, we feel it all year round. Well, I'm celebrating Jesus. That's what Christmas means to me. It's the birthday of the one who makes the blind to see. Well, he purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. Well, I'm celebrating Jesus. What Christmas means to me. That's what Christmas means to me.
Thanks, team. And celebrating Jesus. Yes, yes, that's what it's all about. But as we begin to draw our service to a close, let's just pray. Let's just thank God for our day. So, Lord God, thank you for the wonder of Christmas. Thank you for the wonder of Christmas Day. And I just pray that you will be in the heart of each and every Christmas, every celebration, as small or as different as it might be this year. But I pray that you will be right in the heart of each Christmas, for each person who's watching and for others too. We just pray, O God, that Jesus, you will be the center, not just of our Christmas, but even into our new year too. So we commit all these things and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And just a word of blessing at the end. Then we can receive these words. This is a word of scripture. And you'll know these words really, really well. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's God's message for us this Christmas. So thank you, God, and thank you, Jesus. So, and thank you all for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And whether you're watching the video a bit later or watching it live, thank you so much for being with us. And may you truly have a really blessed time together, wherever you are. So now, being as we haven't been able to get together physically today, we're going to close our Christmas Day celebration by greeting one another virtually. You'll love this. So whether you're on this video or not, receive the blessings and know that you're loved and you're part of God's family, whether that be here at EBC or even further afield. But Happy Christmas to each and every one of you, and God bless you. Here you go.
Hello and welcome. It's lovely to be with you this Christmas, isn't it, Joe?
Happy Christmas to everyone at EBC. Happy Christmas!
May God richly bless you all this Christmas as we celebrate Christ's birth.
Happy Christmas to all at Emmanuel.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Happy Christmas. We miss seeing you.
And we wish our lovely church family a happy Christmas and a happier New Year.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Just to wish you all a very, very happy and blessed Christmas at Emmanuel. And I know it may be a little bit different, but God bless you all. I'm Judy. Bye.
Happy Christmas, everyone,
from the New
Manse.
Wishing you all a happy Christmas and a peaceful New Year.
Everyone, we hope you have a great Christmas. Can't wait to see you in
2021.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Merry Christmas, and let's raise a glass to you all at EBC.
Happy Christmas from all of us.
Yay! Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody at EBC.
ABC, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone, from the
Norleys. Happy Christmas, everybody.
From Helen and Andy.
A very happy Christmas to you all from Stanley.
Hello, church. May you know the joy of knowing Jesus and you this Christmas.
We wanted to wish you a very happy Christmas from our favourite place.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
It just comes to wish you all a happy Christmas and the best New Year, Anna.
Hello, EBC.
And Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
We want to say thank you for all of the things you've done this year, like doing online services and Zoom meetings.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
And I just want to say, I can't wait to see you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And I just can't wait to watch your online Christmas service. Amen.
To all our lovely church family, we just want to wish you every blessing this Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas,
church.
Lots of love from Richard and Sarah.
And it's a happy Christmas from him.
And a happy Christmas from her.
Happy Christmas, everybody! EBC, happy Christmas! It's Christmas!